Treatment of postpartum depression. Welcome back to this two-part series on postpartum depression. My name is Susan Orban, and I'm coordinator of the Washington County Coalition for Children. In the first part of this series, we defined postpartum depression and described the impact it can have on new moms and their children. The goal of this podcast is to describe the variety of treatment options available for women with postpartum depression and to encourage new moms who are feeling depressed to seek treatment available locally. Joining me today to help discuss treatment options for women with postpartum depression are Sharon DeLuca, Director of Behavioral Health at South County Hospital, and James Enos, a medical student in his final year at Brown University who has been studying postpartum depression and its effects on public health. Sharon, James, thank you for being here.
It's great to be here.
Thanks, Susan.
We know that postpartum depression is common and significantly impacts new mothers and their children. The results of a recent survey of pregnant and postpartum women in Rhode Island indicate that 14% of women report depressive symptoms in the postpartum period. Sharon, what are some of the different treatment options available to a woman with postpartum depression?
Fortunately, there are a wide range of treatment options available to women with postpartum depression. It may be that all the care and support necessary to overcome depression can be obtained through weekly sessions with an experienced therapist. These sessions focus on the patient's symptoms and seek to identify practical strategies for reducing stress in the postpartum period. If a woman does not have time for weekly counseling or would prefer to avoid counseling, medication is also available to treat postpartum depression. If she prefers, the combination of therapy and medications is also a treatment option. This combination may help a woman feel better quicker and improve bonding with her new baby more than either form of treatment alone.
What about a woman with more severe depression? Are there more intensive treatment options available?
Yes, more comprehensive treatment is available if a woman has severe depression. Women and Infants Hospital in Providence, Rhode Island, offers a comprehensive day program for women with postpartum depression. The program includes group sessions with experienced therapists who lead discussions about symptoms and help patients devise strategies to cope with their postpartum symptoms. Women report that the group experience helps normalize their feelings by allowing them to share their stories with other women who understand. A woman may be surprised to learn that other women are having very similar difficulties in adjusting to life with a new child. A woman may feel less alone or isolated after hearing the stories of other women. Group sessions also focus on helping women develop practical strategies to reduce stress and optimize sleep. In addition, at the day program at Women and Infants, participants speak one-on-one with a board-certified psychiatrist who helps to explain medication options and adjust medications as needed to achieve optimal benefit. A woman may also bring her child to the day program where child care is available. This service is very helpful to women who can't otherwise leave their children to attend therapy.
With so many options, how can a woman decide the right treatment for herself?
The type of treatment used for postpartum depression depends on the severity of symptoms and the individual woman's own preferences. It's important to stress that current treatment is patient-centered, meaning that all medical decisions must be mutually agreed upon between the woman and her health care provider. Medical decisions are not made without the input of the woman receiving the treatment.
Perhaps you could expand upon what actually occurs during therapy sessions and how this is helpful to a woman with postpartum depression.
Talk therapy aims to identify sources of stress and frustration and develop practical strategies to limit their impact. For example, a woman is encouraged to have some time to herself after childbirth. If possible, a woman can work with her therapist to identify times when a partner, grandparent, or other family member can help to care for the new baby. This can provide time for the new mom to take care of herself and help avoid becoming overwhelmed. An experienced therapist can also help a woman recognize distorted thoughts she may be experiencing, such as, my husband can't do anything right with the baby, so I have to do it all 24/7. Commonly, a woman feels that she must shoulder the entire burden of caring for a new infant. When this is the case, therapy may focus on finding ways to allow others to help with the enormous responsibility of child care.
Thank you, Sharon. James, could you expand more on the medication options available to women with postpartum depression and what impact this has on breastfeeding?
Sure. Medications used to treat depressive symptoms are known as antidepressants and can be very effective and safe for women with postpartum depression. Medication is usually reserved for women with more severe depression and is often used in combination with talk therapy for the best results. Women should always consult with their OBGYNs, their child's pediatrician, or their psychiatric prescriber with experience in postpartum depression about which medications are safest to use while breastfeeding. Women should avoid restarting an antidepressant medication that worked for them in the past without first consulting with their doctor. The goal in medicating a breastfeeding mom is to use the lowest dose possible while achieving a decrease in depressive symptoms. Also, we want to expose the newborn to as few medications as possible, so a thorough understanding of the mom's past psychiatric history, including what has worked and what has not worked, is always part of the equation. That being said, there are safe and effective antidepressant medications that can be used in the postpartum period while still breastfeeding. It is also important to point out that women will probably be advised to stay on the antidepressant for 9 to 12 months, as research shows this is an effective strategy in decreasing the likelihood of a reoccurrence of depressive symptoms. Perhaps most importantly, though, the faster a new mom can get treatment, the more quickly she can get back to enjoying her new baby.
Are there any other support options available to women who do not desire the traditional methods of counseling and medication?
There are other options available. For example, Families First is a mentoring program in Rhode Island that pairs experienced mothers with new moms who are struggling with the adjustment into motherhood. This type of mentoring program provides support for new moms and allows them to share their experiences with women who have been through similar situations. This option is, of course, available to women who also desire therapy or medication for depression. Another option is working with a mental health clinician, such as a clinical social worker, a nurse specialist, clinical psychologist, or even a marriage therapist or family therapist, all of whom treat postpartum depression locally. These specialists may even make home visits to provide counseling for women who are otherwise unable to leave home.
Well, it is encouraging to hear that a variety of treatment options exist for women with postpartum depression. What are some of the positive effects that treatment can have on new mothers and their families?
The goal of treatment is to get a woman back to enjoying her family as soon as possible. Treating depression may help a woman do just that. When treatment is effective, a woman bonds more easily with her new child. In addition, relationships with other children and marital problems are improved by treatment. A woman is more likely to continue breastfeeding with successful treatment and is less likely to engage in substance abuse. Sometimes a woman fears that if she seeks psychiatric treatment once, she will need it forever. Women with postpartum depression do not necessarily go on to experience any other clinical depression later on in life, and treatment is often limited to the first year after childbirth. Perhaps the most important point to stress about treatment is that many options exist, and women should feel empowered to explore these options with their healthcare provider.
Thank you. Well, that concludes my questions for you both. I want to thank you for being here and helping shed light on this important health topic. I encourage listeners who may be feeling depressed to contact their doctor and discuss the important issues associated with postpartum depression. Remember, postpartum depression is common, and there are resources available and experienced healthcare providers in Rhode Island who can offer help. Thank you very much for listening, and take care.